had an interesting experience yesterday, if you could call it that. It was the first time that I ever went to a chasana, and I was greeted at the front door by a guy with a submachine gun. Literally, I walk in and there's a guy there with an Uzi or whatever it was, just sitting there, you know, looking like he's ready for action. He was serious. Which I was thinking, you know, it should have made me feel a lot more safe going in, realizing that the place is being guarded by some guy with a submachine gun. But it actually had the opposite effect. Because when you see that, so then it makes you realize, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into? It's dangerous. Ad kedei kach, a little while later, standing at the chuppah, and we weren't in the building, we were on the outside. So I was looking around and where's the guy with the submachine gun? You know, now we're a group of people, mass gathered together. But it was worse than that. 3 minutes before the chuppah, I called on my wife, who was still on the way. She was caught in a traffic jam. And she was, you know, near the Gesher Meitarim, near the bridge entrance to Yerushalayim. And while I'm on the phone with her, she goes, "Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, the cops are chasing somebody. They just pinned him down. They have 3 guns to his head," and you hear screams in the background with ambulances. It was something like right out of CBS News. What was the pshat? It wasn't an incident, but what happened was that there was a guy, he was hard of hearing, and he brushed by a woman who was on nerve's end like everybody else, and he knocked into her a little bit. She started screaming at the top of her lungs. All of a sudden, a SWAT team comes out of the shadows, starts running after this poor guy, and they catch him, and they tackle him, and they have the guns to his head, and then they realize that he's a regular Jewish guy. He's okay, fine, you know, that's all right. But this is what's going on today. So what are we supposed to make out of this? Are we all supposed to just be scared stiff? Are we supposed to turn into the news a little bit more? Now, obviously, there's something that we're supposed to take out of the whole experience. And Lamaisa, going through the parsha this week, so I think that the message is very, very apparent. Not necessarily from the mabul itself, although this is a mabul of sorts. Right? It's a midas ad-din that's come upon us, but something that happened in the aftermath of the mabul. The story of Noach, the mabul, it always happens at the beginning of Cheshvan. Either right before or right after the beginning of Cheshvan, right about the time in Eretz Yisrael where it starts to rain, and right about the time where the weather changes and you start to feel a little bit of midas ad-din, you know, the sun's not going to be out as much as it was before, and things start to get a little bit more scary, and you really feel the period that the parsha finds itself in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's had enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the land and the land is corrupt. All flesh, even the animals. Beis HaLevi has a famous yesod that you see from this, that when there's corruption in the world, when people corrupt the world, it creates a mitzias or kedusha or tumah that affects everything. So the animals became deviant. The birds became deviant. The worms became deviant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says enough. Vayomer Elokim l'Noach, Ketz kol basar b'lefanai, ki mala aretz chomes b'fneihem. I'm getting rid of it all. It rains for 40 days, 40 nights. Vayigbro amayim al aretz chamishim u'mas yoyim. 150 days, the water is storming. And finally, little by little by little, the water begins to dissipate. And finally, Noach is able to come out of the teva. Everyone comes out, and Noach brings a korban. I'm not going to do this anymore. And then we have the dramatic scene which I would venture to say that, you know, everybody, there's a certain romance to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Noach that I'm going to make an ice. V'hakimoisi es brisi etchem v'lo yikaris kol basar oidin mea mabul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that there's a bris. I'm never going to do this again. And what is this ice? Es kashti nosati ba'ona. I have my rainbow in the clouds. V'haisa l'ois bris b'ni u'b'na aretz. Something very mystical about a rainbow. Very romantic about a rainbow. They picked up on it when they, you know, wrote the songs for The Wizard of Oz. But that's what they meant by the rainbow. I find it difficult to believe that when the Torah talks about the rainbow, so we're talking about the, you know, the Munchkins and the Wicked Witch of the West. Mistama, there's a deeper message over here that we're supposed to take out of the rainbow. So let's just start off with the question of what's a rainbow all about. It's something that's very, very discussed. And hopefully by understanding what a rainbow is, so we can begin to understand a little bit about our matzav. It's interesting that if you look at Parshas Bechukosai, the Teichacha, so there's a pasuk there which more or less describes the reality that we're living in today. It says there, it's half a pasuk, V'nastem, that you're going to run away, V'ein roidei feschem. In reality, no one is running after you. Someone brushes against you at a bus stop, so you start to scream, and then all of a sudden the SWAT team comes out of the shadows. You're going to be fearful, because it's dangerous. But Lamaisa, there's two ways of being fearful when you shouldn't be fearful. One is, okay, that's the way that life works. I don't know how it is today, you know, after Giuliani, so it's probably different in New York, but when I was growing up, you go into New York City subway system, you were looking at your back all the time. Always turning around. What's going to happen next? So v'nastem v'ein roidei feschem, because it's dangerous, so watch out. But when we're talking about Klal Yisrael and Bechu Kaisai, there's something much deeper than that. Klal Yisrael and Bechu Kaisai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that if we're not doing what we're supposed to do, this is part of the Teichacha. The fact that we're going to be fearful, even when there's nothing to fear, that we're going to be terrorized, that shows that there's something wrong. That shows that there's something that we've got to work on. That shows that the Shechina, even in an unpleasant way, is with us. And Lemaisa, that's exactly what the rainbow is all about also. That's what the Keshis is. You take a look at the Mefarshim, we'll talk about it one way or another. There's a Rabbeinu B'chayim, there's a Shalah Kaddish, and then you can go to the more spooky Svarim, HaKadoshim, or whatever. We'll all talk about the rainbow. And basically what they talk about is two things. There's number one, the shape of the rainbow, and number two, there's the colors of the rainbow. The shape of the rainbow, they say, is misvar. How's a rainbow look? Keshes is milashon, right? Keshes, bow and arrow. In the old days, there were no submachine guns. So what did you have? You had a bow and arrow. You want to shoot somebody with a bow, so you've got the straight part towards you, and the curved part is towards him. When everybody throws down their weapons and says the game is over, we're not interested in fighting anymore, so then what happens? So then I take the curved part towards me and the straight part is towards you. That was always a sign that the war is over. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the arrows, so to speak, by him, and he's shooting at the world during the Mabul. And in that way, so you would see like an upside down rainbow, right? It looked like a U. But the way that a rainbow always looks is half of a McDonald's sign. That's the way that it goes, right? Basically, what that means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared that the war is over. That's the shape of the rainbow. But what about the colors of the rainbow? So the colors of the rainbow, the Svarim talk about the fact that in the rainbow is white, and in the rainbow is red, and in the rainbow there's blue, which is Tcheles. And what this represents is Midas Adin, and Midas Achesed, and Midas Arachamim, Gavriel, Mechoel, Raphael. Basically, it's a way of describing that the aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifest in our world in a whole different variety of ways. And what is the Keshes? What are the colors of the rainbow? Well, really, it's just a pasuk in Yecheskel. Kimari HaKeshes Asher Yeh Be'onan B'yom HaGeshem. What's the rainbow? Kain Mara HaNoiga Saviv Humara Demus Kvayit Hashem. The rainbow is nothing other than the Shechina itself. When you see a rainbow, you see the Shechina. You're not allowed to look at a rainbow. Why? L'yirani Adam V'chai. Not allowed to look at the Shechina. The Shechina is the rainbow is more than just the symbol of Hashem. The rainbow is the Shechina itself. And so therefore, any time we come into play, come into contact with the Midas Adin, we have to realize that it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. It's an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's what the Keshes is. The Keshes says, okay, there was an encounter and now it stopped. That's why we turn the shape around. But the colors mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present. He's there. How do we react to our situation? How do we react knowing a situation like ours, where we're running, Ve'in Reidei Feschem, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there? So there are three approaches. There are two extremes, and then there's the obvious correct approach. The two extremes, you probably heard both of them already. One approach is, all right, let's just start on the side that you would say is Lamutav. There's nothing we can do anyway. Everybody knows that no matter what hishtablus you do, it's not going to help. The whole situation is pointless and hopeless, and the only thing that we can do is learn and daven and leave everything up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one extreme approach. I always find it hard to believe. Hagam, that we're not military experts, and therefore it's certainly not our job to figure out, you know, how the military and how the prime minister should handle a situation. Okay, but if you were in his shoes, then you would have to do what's sensible, and that's your obligation for each and every one of us. It means making sure that you don't do anything which is foolhardy and dangerous. Don't be reckless. Don't go, walking around in the old city these days. I mean, these things are dvarim, which are dvarim pshutim, and there is room for ishtadlus. As to say that nothing makes a difference in just daven, of course, that's wild. The other extreme is, well, you know, you got to know what to do. So like everybody who listens to the news, everybody who's watching the news and is hyper-connected. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Have this plan, that plan, the other plan, right? One person told me, okay, fine, let's endeavor Pasha. Anybody who's a terrorist, so you got to go in there and destroy his house and send his whole family into exile, and the whole thing will be finished in a day. Yeah, until the United Nations finds out about it, right? No simple situations. But to sit and harp on what hishtadlus we should do and not to worry about anything else, that's also absolutely pointless. Anything that has to do with us and has to do with Klal Yisrael, so we know that it's Klal B'chukaisai. It's an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what are we supposed to do? Combination of both. Proper hishtadlus, do what's sensible. But don't delude yourself into thinking that, you know, our hishtadlus is just going to solve the problem either. Realize that any time something happens to us, it's the rainbow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. His Shekhinah came and descended upon us. Not in a very pleasant way, but He's here. Right after the Cheta Egel, what does it say in the Pasuk? That the Kvod Hashem was nearer. Right? That's what happens at the end of, at the end of the Cheta Egel. Anytime there's Peronius, so the Shekhinah is there. And therefore we have to react like the Shekhinah is there. Cheshbon HaNefesh, upping the ante a little bit better, learn a little bit better, daven a little bit better, and realize first and foremost that the koach of our mitzvahs, of our limud haTorah and our mitzvahs, our ma'asim tovim, that's ultimately what's koveya, the reality in the world. You have a chiyuv of hishtadlus, but that's not what's koveya, the reality in the world. So these are important times. Not pleasant, but important. Any time there's a situation like what we're living through right now, so there's a rainbow, and hopefully it will turn back around the other way very soon. But it means that the Shekhinah is here, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close by, and it means that we have to learn to behave ourselves. And Be'ezus Hashem, if we make good use of the opportunity, when the Shekhinah is nearby, at a time of Shekhinah, Hagam, that this is not a pleasant time, it's a time of Peronius. So Be'ezra Hashem, we could use that closeness of the Shekhinah to turn it back around. Maitzai Shemitah. And Be'ezra Hashem, we should very soon see the day that the Shekhinah that's nearby now, in an unpleasant way, will soon turn around, and we'll have the rainbow going from the bottom back to the bottom, the upside down you instead of the right side up you. Kodesh Baruch Hu will stop shooting at us, and Be'ezus Hashem will soon see the Shekhinah in the Beis HaMikdash Mevias HaMashiach Yemheiro V'Yameinu.